There are more than 3,000 housing authorities nationwide. Most of them have to follow pretty strict rules about how they use the federal money allocated to them. But 39 agencies, including Philadelphia's and Pittsburgh's, are part of a deregulatory pilot program that gives them more flexibility and perks with the funds. The program has been criticized. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Jura reports on what the Pennsylvania cities have accomplished with the initiative and what could change moving forward.
2 bedrooms, 1.5 bath, living room, dining room area, kitchen, of course.
Selena Struthers is showing me around her new house, a subsidized public housing unit in Pittsburgh's Hill District. Her family moved in 1 year ago.
This is really actually our first home. We've always lived in the projects or rented something where we had a slumlord or something.
The home and the neighborhood is quiet, roomy, with stoops, neat landscaping, and amazing city views. It's a mixed-income development that sits right where one of Pittsburgh's first public housing projects used to spread out in a sea of barrack-style three-story brick buildings. President Roosevelt inaugurated Addison Terrace in 1940. It had more than 700 units. James Struthers, Selena's husband, lived there in the 1970s, then with Selena. He says Addison was like a bubble within the city, unconnected to the greater street grid.
There's only one way in and one way out.
Literally, one entrance, one exit.
So, it was more like a trap to some people.
The trap was both physical and intangible. Addison was a hotspot of concentrated poverty and violence in the city. Selena says that's changed, too.
We haven't heard any gunshots. We haven't seen any fights or anybody robbing or at the area where I am. I just love it.
Selena says this over and over and over, how much she loves her new place.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
See? So who's to thank for this development, renamed Skyline Terrace?
The Skyline Terrace would not have been possible without the Moving to Work designation.
That's David Weber, COO of the Pittsburgh Housing Authority. Moving to Work, we'll call it MTW, is a Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, pilot program. It uses a different funding formula that gives some participating agencies more money than they would have had without MTW status. It also loosens rules for how housing authorities can use their federal dollars. Basically, all housing authorities receive funding for three things. One, Section 8 vouchers, which help low-income people pay rent in the private market. Two, public housing construction, and three, public housing operations. Regular housing authorities have to use each pot of money for its designated purpose, but MTW agencies can put all that money in one pot, which is also a little bigger, and use it as they see fit.
The idea of the program was the federal government doesn't have the answer for every city. Let's let the localities figure out what's going to work best to serve this population in their local market, based on their local conditions.
One big problem in Pittsburgh is old, deteriorating public housing, like Addison Terrace. So the Housing Authority has dedicated much of its pot of MTW money into rebuilding it, hoping to transform entire neighborhoods in the process.
We reduce the concentration of poverty, create higher quality housing, and the neighbors and the property owners nearby no longer feel like no one's going to want to live there. People don't feel afraid to go there. And that changes what the neighborhood's like.
Philadelphia, another MTW city, has done something similar, says the city's housing authority CEO, Kelvin Jeremiah.
The fact is we have better communities, more inclusive communities than we had in the past.
But Will Fisher, with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says there's a trade-off.
One of the biggest negative effects is that it's allowed agencies to shift really large amounts of money out of the housing voucher program.
That program is also known as Section 8, one of the three basic things HUD funds. If the agencies kept the money in the separate pots, there'd be more vouchers available. But for years, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have concentrated their efforts and funds on capital construction, projects like Skyline Terrace. And while the new public housing units are nicer, there are now fewer units than there used to be in both cities. And there are thousands of people waiting for vouchers from both housing authorities.
The problem is that they're assisting many fewer families than they could be with the funds they get from the federal government.
HUD knows there are problems and is proposing changes. They include requiring spending more on vouchers, equalizing the funding formulas, and improving monitoring and evaluation. Philadelphia Housing Authority's Jeremiah, who's participating in the ongoing negotiations, says more monitoring Sure.
But we have some concerns, some real concerns about changing the funding formula and restricting the flexibility that we have to design local housing strategy to meet the housing needs that we have locally.
After all, MTW agencies have a pretty good deal. More money and fewer rules. Negotiations will be tough.
We don't believe that HUD's current proposal is in the interest of PHA and the other MTW agencies.
HUD declined to comment. Meanwhile, there's a proposal in Congress to add another 300 housing authorities to the MTW program. Back in Pittsburgh, James Struthers shows me the pile of rubble that was the lower section of Old Addison Terrace. The basketball court he used to play on is still there, but he's not too nostalgic. Instead, he reflects on his new home.
There's a whole lot more diversity up here. I think that's the city needs that. So everyone can understand each other and things like that. You don't get a misconception of someone's culture. So it's nice about that. That's what I like.
One thing he wishes was different, that there'd been enough units for more of his previous neighbors. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.